Welcome to Communication Matters with Richard McEwen. Richard is an executive communications counselor, coach, and conference speaker with clients throughout the United States and internationally. Communication Matters deals with topics ranging from communicating through the news media, making business presentations, managing crises, and developing leadership presence. Learn more at richardmcewen.com or contact him at communicationmatters@richardmcewen.com. And McEwen is spelled M-C-K-E-O-W-N. Now, here's Richard.
Well, it's good to have you along for this edition of Communication Matters. And today I want to touch on an interviewing technique that can help the person being interviewed come across as comfortable, confident, and in the minds of the audience, credible. You know, have you ever noticed how when some people are being interviewed by the media that they come across as uncomfortable or unsure of themselves or tentative? And, well, the end result is they look more like a witness for the defense. And then there are some, as I mentioned, that no matter how uncomfortable the issue might be, they come across as self-assured, they're confident, and, well, they come across as credible. Now, being interviewed by the media can be a nerve-wracking experience. Sometimes there's good reason for that. Maybe quarterly profits didn't meet projections, or something has happened at a work site involving safety or security or something along those lines. Or maybe the reporter is simply one who interrupts and has a tone that is less than, well, it's less than pleasant. But, you know, even when there isn't an overtly negative reason for the interview, speaking into a microphone and facing the bright lights of a camera can be intimidating. Now, there are any number of techniques that media trainers recommend and coach folks on. Those are, you know, have a message, be pleasant, maintain control of your emotions, don't let yourself get rattled, and so on. And all those are good ideas, and I work with clients to help accomplish all of that and more, quite honestly. But there's one technique that does more than anything else to create the impression among the audience that you are self-assured, that you're confident, and that you and your message are credible, and that the audience sees you as, well, believable. Now, oftentimes we see the results of this technique, but we don't really know what it is. And that's what I want to talk about a little bit today. I call it engaging the issue, not just responding to the question. Now, what's that supposed to mean, right? Well, let me illustrate by using an example that could be taken from an evening broadcast or a newspaper headline in this day and age. Let's take workplace safety. And for the purposes of this illustration, let's assume that a reporter wants to come and talk to you about what your company does to ensure the safety of your workers. And I want to qualify the illustration just a bit further. Let's say that nothing specific has happened at your workplace, but something has occurred at a similarly situated company in an adjoining state, or across the country for that matter. So, a local television station or the statewide daily newspaper sees a report about the other company. Again, not you, but one similar to you, and they decide to localize the issue by using that situation as the pretext for a story with local relevance and local interest. And in the course of the interview, you get a question something like this. Well, tell me, how can you assure the people of this region that the same thing can't happen here? Well, that's a pretty in-your-face question, and it would not be unusual or unexpected for someone to respond at least a little bit defensively and maybe even harshly, given the tone in which it was asked. But you don't have to. In fact, by engaging the issue, you can respond to the question in a proactive, positive way that the viewing audience will perceive as forthcoming and credible. Okay, so how to do that, right? Well, embedded in the question, how can you assure the people of this region that the same thing can't happen here, is the underlying issue of workplace safety and the policies that are designed to protect the workers and the community. Well, you can engage that issue by responding something like this. Well, let me talk about how we approach the safety and security of our workplace, our employees, and the community first. And then you follow up with two or three, maybe four things that you do. Now remember, the incident that prompted the media's interest in the first place did not happen at your location. The interview then becomes an opportunity for you to talk about safety being job one and the rigorous structure you have in place to back that up. Oh sure, you might need to add something like, anytime an accident like this happens anywhere, we take a close look at it to see if there are any lessons that we can apply to even further strengthen our commitment to the safety and security of the workplace. Notice that in that example, the response and added comments engaged and addressed the issue and responded to the question. In fact, the way to gauge whether someone is effective in doing this is to ask, could their response stand on its own without the audience hearing or reading the question, such that the audience could identify the issue and our position? In other words, if on the news clip on the evening news, they never heard the reporter or the question, would the audience know what was under discussion and what your position was based on just your response? Now, engaging the issue is a subtle but very effective interviewing technique that goes a long way toward creating and conveying that sense of self-assurance, confidence, and credibility that we recognize and admire in others. So think about that the next time that you have the opportunity to meet the media and to articulate your position and advance your cause in the course of an interview. Well, that's all the time we have, or that I'm going to take today. Tune in again next time for another installment of Communication Matters. And until then, this is Richard McEwen.
This has been Communication Matters with Richard McEwen. If there's a topic you would like Richard to address in an upcoming podcast, he wants to hear from you. Email Richard at communicationmatters@richardmcewen.com and follow him on Twitter at @RKMcEwen. And be sure to visit richardmcewen.com. Communication Matters is a production of Richard McEwen, all rights reserved.